You're listening to the Audacious Church podcast, recorded live at our Manchester campus. For more information, visit audaciouschurch.com.
All right, Hebrews chapter 11, you can open up there. Hebrews chapter 11. And the Bible says, without faith, in verse 6, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. I don't know where you went on holiday this summer. Did anyone go camping? Just give me a wave. Yeah, a few people went camping. Good. Brave people. I went camping once. And my first and last camping experience was on the same experience. And we went camping to Cornwall in England, right at the bottom. Just turn right, I think, if you're going that way. Keith, help me. You're a Cornwall person. Yes. And when you're in Cornwall, I would go to Cornwall. Cornwall is amazing. I am not knocking the UK in any way. Cornwall's great. The only problem is it's in England. And that means the weather is, you know, in one breath it can change, right? And so you're just not guaranteed the sun. And on this trip we went, it was August, which if you're hoping for the sun, that's the time. But it rained for 2 weeks solid. And I don't know how to set tents up. And this was my first experience. And, you know, back in those days, you had real poles. You know, it wasn't like, you know, inflatable and it's set up. Or, you know, just say, cadabra, and it's set up. You actually had to do some work to set poles up and stuff like that. And I'm just hopeless with stuff like that. So we were in a tent that wasn't very well set up in the middle of Cornwall with wind and rain for 2 weeks. And also the person that booked this trip, we were literally the camping site. The reason it was so cheap was because we were right on the edge of Newquay Airport's runway. How many people even know that Cornwall has an airport? Anyway, it turns out a lot of people did because there were flights coming in and out, you know, every few minutes. And we're literally camping. You know, I could grab hold of the plane's wheels as they're taking off. It was that close. And so it was like 2 weeks of holiday from hell, pretty much. And that was it. So that was my first and last camping experience. But, you know, what I learned is in those moments, you're just craving for your bed. You're craving for a roof over your head that's not going to cave in. And you're just craving for something a little bit more stable, safe and secure, something a bit more permanent. And the truth is that the human condition craves for permanence. We crave for safety and security, just like I was doing on that camping trip. Every one of us, we find ourselves strangers when it's out of the comfort. And we're looking for something just to keep us okay. Maslow in the 40s, a psychologist, produced a diagram that people still learn about today called Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And one of the most foundational, fundamental, one of humans' cravings or needs or desires is just this simple need for safety and security. That we're looking for something baseline, just that we can hold to, that will be consistent and constant in our lives. And in some ways, we can kind of feel like the Christian life is the antithesis of that. Because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And sometimes we have this understanding that faith is always scary out there. It's ridiculous. And so that is the antithesis of safety and security. I want to encourage you today that even though there's an element of that that is true, that the faith life is the most secure and stable life that you can live. When you live on the edge of your humanity and what you can do, you're actually putting yourselves in the hands of the God who created you and the God who knows you. So the faith life is the most stable and secure life that you can live. And that's the life, the faith life is the one that God says is in that space that you get to please God. And so we've got to understand more fully what faith is about so that we can occupy the space of faith. I want to encourage you in this series, talking about a spacious place that God wants to bring us out into a space of faith. In every campus right across the UK, Cardiff in Wales, Sheffield, Geneva in Switzerland, we're believing to occupy a space of faith. And for some campuses, it represents an extension, a building, or for others, a new space or a different time slot. But every single person across Audacious Church, it means God is getting us ready for a spacious place that for us is a step out, a launch out into faith. And so the question is for every person in this room and outside this room is what space environment has God got for you in the coming weeks? What is my faith adventure? What's my faith decision that's going to put me in a place that God says, I am pleased that you are in a place of faith? Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. It says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Faith is substance. It's substantial. It's something. It's not nothing. Faith is substance. The original Greek language, the word substance that we've translated to, the original language is the word hypostasis, Greek word that actually means the substructure, the foundation, or the underlying reality behind something. And so when the Bible is defining faith for us, it's saying faith is the underlying reality behind everything that we experience, everything that we see, everything that we can believe for, hope for, imagine, dream of. Faith is substantial. Faith is the foundation that you can build something significant on. And so every single one of us, we need to occupy this place of faith. In Chester, we just bought a building. Can we say yay to that? Come on. Yes, we've just bought a building. We were renting across the road for 8 years. And if you were to look at the buildings, they both have the name Audacious Church written on them. We were both, but in both buildings, we're running Sunday services from week one and then moved across the building to the next. We've got friends who live in Chester. They're not church people yet, not Christians yet. But they know us, they know what we're a part of, what we're doing. And they said, we've noticed that you've moved in Chester. And so people would look and recognize, wow, externally, Audacious Church has moved across the road and moved into a new building that's three times the size as the old building. We could have the keys and I could show my friends around the building, both buildings, and there'd be something to say about that. We could run services in both buildings. They could experience Audacious Church. But the reality behind the buildings is very different. On the surface, it looks the same, but the reality is very different. And the difference between those buildings is not that I could have the keys, not that I could even show you around the internals of the building, not even that we could run a service in those buildings. The foundational difference is for one building, we hold the title deeds. And the title deeds define who owns that building. Who can make decisions about that building? Who can occupy that space whenever they want in that building? Who can do what they want to do inside that building? The title deeds make all the difference. People could look at that and say, a church can't own that building. You shouldn't be having all that space. What are you going to do with that? And yet the title deeds mean that we can say, it doesn't matter what you say, doesn't matter what claim you've got to the building, we own the building. A faith is like owning the title deeds of things that you are believing for or hoping for. It means that it can't be argued away. Because you know fundamentally, I've got the title deeds. And when you responded to God, and the Bible says that God gave you a deposit of the Holy Spirit, guaranteeing your inheritance in Ephesians, it's like God have title deeds on you. And he's written his name on your heart. And your name is on his hand, the Bible says. And so the title deeds mean that nobody can argue that away. There's a fundamental truth that cannot be talked about, argued away. Faith makes all the difference. Faith is the underlying reality behind the external. And we've got to have faith. If we want to please God, we must have faith. So how do we take the space of faith? We've got to know what faith is and what it's not. First thing that Hebrews helps us to understand is that faith is faithfulness. Faith is faithfulness. Now, we talked about Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, defines faith. Verse 6, it's impossible to please God without faith. And then it lists a whole bunch of the heroes through the Old Testament, heroes that did incredible things that you could read about earlier on in the Bible. And Hebrews 11 is the hall of fame. It's like you can read about these incredible men and women of faith who did incredible things. And you can see the full version of what Hebrews 11 lists in a moment. You can read about their backstory earlier on in the Bible. And you can read Hebrews 11 and be inspired by this story and that story and this person. They live by faith. They live by faith. And what's amazing to see is that it's every one of their stories is different yet significant. And what defined, what was common about all of these heroes is the Bible says they lived by faith. And so what needs to be common for the heroes of the faith and 2,000 years of the church and audacious church today is that we continue to live by faith. It goes on in verse 13 to 16, and it says, all of these heroes, all of these people lived by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they're looking for a country of their own. If they'd been thinking of a country they'd left, the comfortable, the familiar, they would have had opportunity to go back if that was their home. Instead, they were looking for a better country. They were looking for a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. He's prepared a space of faith for them. The Bible helping us to see here that faith is not going back to what's familiar, going back and longing for the comfortable, but faith is looking for a better country. Faith is looking for a better space. Faith is looking for something beyond all that you can think, ask, or imagine, believing that God is able to give you everything according to his word. And so we see here in verse 13 that every single one of these heroes was still living by faith when they died. This helps us to understand that faith is not just having an idea or a dream in one moment and then not living it out the next. No, faith is faithfulness. We can be tempted to think maybe with a wrong understanding or a wrong belief system or wrong teaching on what faith is and what it's not, that faith is different to faithfulness. And we can even think that if we can just have faith, that's all we need. And yet through the Bible, the word for faith and faithfulness in the Bible is the same word. The Greek word pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S, is the word used that we translate faith and faithfulness. Again, we think faith is, wow, great idea, great thought, something that just sounds amazing. Wow, I can believe for that. And yet faithfulness is over here, and that's something different. No, 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 the Bible, faith and faithfulness are exactly the same thing. And these people were living by faith, not just when God illuminated something to them, not when God gave them a dream. That wasn't just faith. Faith is not just having an image on a screen or a video of a building that we're believing for. Wow, we've got such incredible faith. No, no, no. Faith is seeing the images and seeing it fulfilled. Faith is faithfulness. And so if we are people to have faith, when we've got to understand that faith is not just a moment, it's a journey. That we've got to continue to live out our faith. Faith is not flash in the pan. It's not shouting 1 minute and whimpering the next. It's not declaring 1 minute and then denying the next. Faith is the faithful journey of seeing it fulfilled. Second thing is this. Is this okay? That's enough to carry on. Let's carry on. Faith is defined by obedience and not results. Verse number 13, all these people were still living by faith when they died, faithfulness. They did not receive the things that God had promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. Ever stop to think about that verse? They did not receive the things that had been promised. Wow, God promises something to them. And then Hebrews 11, written with these people having died, not having received that which God promised to them. That is incredible. How mind-blowing is that? But it shows us that faith, as these people are listed in the chapter of all the faith heroes, the heroes of faith, faith is not defined by the accomplishments. Faith is not defined by the results. But faith is defined by obedience. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things that had been promised them. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. They were still people of faith. Faith is defined by our obedience. 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, it says, to obey is better than sacrifice. In other words, rather than just doing some incredible event, God says, I'd rather you just do the little consistently. I'd rather you just faithful. I'd rather you just obey with the small things. How many parents are in the room? Just give me a wave. Come on. Yes? All right, hopefully you're gonna resonate with this. Like, I would rather, being a parent myself, and I'm just putting this out there, just this is a statement of faith. I would rather my kids, if only they could hear this, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just, Lord, now, this is their word today. I would rather they just blazer off in the right place every morning. I'm just putting it out there. Lord, you do what you want with this. I'd rather that shoes in the right place every day, rather than once every 6 months doing this radical room makeover. Any parents just with me? Come on. I would rather than just having to get home and I find one shoe in this room, one shoe in the next room, a sock in the other room, and then I've got to hunt down the blazer. Just simple obedience, just put the right things in the right place. I'm not asking a lot. Just daily obedience would make my life a lot simpler and a lot easier rather than sacrifice. Anyone know what I'm talking about? Thank you, Lord. Let's get the keyboard up right now. Let's go. But obedience, the Bible says, is better than sacrifice. And God is looking for each one of us just to understand the power of hearing God speak and then putting it out in flesh. You know, God just loves when people hear his word and then simply obey. Oh God, I feel like you've spoken to me about this issue in my life. Help me to live that out this week. God, you've illuminated something I did last week. That's not ideal for me. It's not the ultimate way of living. It's not your design. And so, God, would you help me? Like, I know you've spoken to me. I just know it. I've got a consciousness that you've put in there. And so I know that it's not quite right. God, would you give me the strength and courage this week to live that out? Help me to obey what you're speaking to me about. That habit that I have, God, I just know it's not right. God, would you help me to flesh that out this week? Would you help me to resist that temptation? Would you help me to not speak in that way? Would you help me, God, to obey daily what you're asking of me to do? God loves when faith is characterized by simple daily obedience. And so we're going to live our lives in that way. Malachi 3 verse 10 to 12, Pastor Joel talked about it around the offering. And that passage is specific in its application. It's not hidden from us. The Bible is very clear there that it's speaking to us about the tithe and the offering. And Jesus in Matthew 23:23 underscored this passage. Jesus, not just the New Testament, but Jesus himself said about that we should continue in the practice that was talked about in tithing and offering. And it speaks about the power of our obedience in that issue. And we find out that when we do the simple act of faith, that's not just, wow, God, this incredible venture, but it's just the daily or monthly or weekly, whatever it is, just, I'm going to put you first, God. I'm going to obey you. The Bible comes with a promise attached to our obedience. That is, it's not because you obey. It's already given to us. And the way you step into it is and access it is through our obedience. Then God says, see if I will not. Keep away the pests from devouring your crop, protection, and also provision. And I will also throw open the windows of heaven. You see, simple obedience in that area, we get to receive the word that God already has for every single one of us. It's on a plate. But faith requires not just one moment of incredible faith. It requires faithfulness and it requires obedience to his word. Amen? Last thing is this, is faith is the space that God meets us. Hebrews 11 verse 16, the Bible says that God, in the space of faith, it says that God is not ashamed to be called their God. To the people that say, I'm not going back to comfort. I'm not going back to familiar. I'm not going back to what I know. I'm not going back to what I know I can do. No, no, I'm going to long for that better country. I'm going to long for that space of faith. The Bible says, and there, with those people, I'm not ashamed to be called their God. In other words, God just loves being around the people of faith. When we continue to live by faith, God says, they're my people. God says, I'm with you in that. If you continue to have faith, then I will be with you. Jesus taught us to pray. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, Jesus was teaching us to pray and ask for and occupy the space of faith. That Jesus, we want to step out. We want to be in an environment of faith. And in that environment, that space of faith, we want to say, we want to see the kingdom of heaven, the culture of heaven. We want to see it on earth. We don't just want to, you know, our eternal hope is that we will one day step into that environment. We will step into new heaven, new earth, the atmosphere and culture, the way of the kingdom of heaven. But we also have that hope for today. And through the prayer Jesus taught us, Lord, we want to see that kingdom culture on earth today. We get to see it, ask for it, pray for it, live it out. By being salt, being light every single day, we get to step into the space of faith. And the space of faith is a place that God meets us. God meets us. If you're open to it, then God is able to step into your world today and is able to, with His presence, fear is removed. And simply when He steps in the room, fear is gone. And by His presence, faith is reignited in your spirit today. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 goes from listing these incredible heroes. And then in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it invites you into the heroes of the faith. It goes on and verse 1 says, therefore, having heard and read about these incredible heroes who are still living by faith when they died, faithfulness till the end. These heroes who weren't defined by the accomplishment of the promise, but were simply defined by daily obedience. These heroes that stepped into a faith environment in which God says, you're my people. Therefore, since we've heard about those, since now we've been surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us today throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And today, let us, Audacious Church, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us in 2025 and in 2026. We've clearly seen today there's a race marked out for us. There's a vision, there's an idea, there's a picture, there's thoughts and plans. But may we, every single one of us, be defined by stepping into the place of faith, the place that God is pleased, the place where God meets us, where heaven and earth collide. I want to be in the space of the space of faith. What about you today? Come on, this is the place every single one of us can occupy, inspired by the past, and yet understanding today we've got to take our place. If every single one of us steps into the place of faith, then we can see God do incredible things. That one day, future generations will be looking at us today going, because they stepped into their place of faith, because they stepped up and create more space, we start from that point. Come on, we've got to occupy the space of faith. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to the Audacious Church podcast. For more information, visit audaciouschurch.com.